today, man. Hope everybody's doing good, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful day today, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope everything going well for y'all, man. As always, man, being blessed. You know what I'm saying? Staying with our Father, staying close to our Father, being in His presence at all times. You know what I'm saying? Staying anointed of Him and living right and being obedient to Him. That's the only way, man, by being obedient to God. You know what I'm saying? And being charitable to all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have wicked people come against us. We're going to have wicked people, you know what I'm saying, that don't like us, that don't care for us. You know, all these things that, you know, people do, you know what I'm saying, envy us, whatever, jealousy, all these different characteristics of Satan that they have in them. You know what I'm saying? But as we stand closer to our Father, we understand what we casting down. You know what I'm saying? We understand what we casting down. As long as we understand what we're casting down, we know we already know why we're anointed to do it, you know. So we got to always stay in the presence of God so that He can be with us and He can be before us and do, you know, everything that needs to be done to get us right and allow us to live a blessed, peaceful life, you know what I'm saying, an anointed life for Him and, you know what I'm saying, do everything in His favor for Him, you know. So just hold on, y'all. Just doing everything right, man, and just, you know what I'm saying, being by His side, being with Him, allowing Him to be in front of us so He can take charge and authority and rulership over anything and everything that comes against us, you know what I'm saying? Because without the Father, man, it's hard to fight these spiritual principalities, you know what I'm saying, because you can't fight what you can't see, you know what I'm saying? You can't fight what you can't see, but our Father say He see all things. So since He see all things, you know what I'm saying? I would think that, you know, we all would want to give our battles, our wars, our fights, you know what I'm saying, to Him. You know what I'm saying? Do our warfare the correct way, because you don't want to go in a warfare without God and without knowing, you know what I'm saying, what's ahead of you, you know what I'm saying, what's working against you and all these things. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure, hold on, y'all. You want to make sure that, you know, you're doing what's right for yourself. And by giving it to our Father, you're doing what's right for yourself instead of trying to carry out things on your own. You don't want to go through that. You don't want to be fighting, you know what I'm saying, these wicked principalities and spirits in high places, man. You want to always let the Father do all this, you know what I'm saying, while we do what we're supposed to do. We do as we're told, you know what I'm saying? We don't do as we want. Once you try to do as you want, then it gets harder for you because now you trying to be God over your own self instead of allowing God to be God over you and allowing God to, you know, do what He say He gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like how you gonna believe, you know what I'm saying, in the Father and what He say He gonna do if you're not allowing Him to do what He say He gonna do. You basically saying, nah, I'm gonna do it myself. God say do this, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna do this. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your own will. Then you won't be living in His will. That'd be your own will. So you really don't want to, you know what I'm saying, go against the grain. Go against, you know what I'm saying, what the Father said. And think that you could be God over yourself and do as you want. Because then you're going to want to be God over other people. And then you're going to lead other people into sin. Lead other people into idolization. Lead other people into false gods. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to turn around and be wondering, you know what I'm saying, why things ain't going too well, you know what I'm saying, with you and the people that you lead, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to do that. You want to follow the law. You want to follow God's laws and be obedient to His laws and just abide in Him so He can abide in you. You know what I'm saying? You do for Him, He do for you. So as long as we're doing the right thing, like I said, everything well, you know what I'm saying? But once you turn around and you're trying to do the wrong thing, then life gets tough for you, man. So, you know what I'm saying? As you understand, how Yeshua was moving, how King David was moving, you know what I'm saying? How God anointed ones was moving, you know what I'm saying? Righteous ones, holy ones in Him was moving. Then you understand, You know what I'm saying? That obedience played the biggest part, because we must always respect our Father, honor our Father, put Him first over all things. You know what I'm saying? This is not something that you just speak about. This is not something that you just say you believe in. This is something you must do, because it's like, if you fall off, man, sometimes you don't notice. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't notice that you slip. Sometimes you don't notice that you fail. Sometimes you don't notice that you're doing the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you're wise in your own ways. You know what I'm saying? That at that point, that's when your heart, you know what I'm saying, is deceiving you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to be able to hear others out. You know what I'm saying? The ones in the Word. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's of the Father, hear them out. Listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Take grip of their knowledge. Take grip of their wisdom, their understanding. Listen to them. Lose the pride. You know what I'm saying? And just pay attention, man. Because you don't want to be thinking you're doing the right thing, and then you whole time you've been doing the wrong thing, man. It's not a good feeling. So you want to always make sure you're humbling yourself. Make sure you're hearing others out. Make sure there's no pride in the way. You know what I'm saying? Make sure there's no boasting in the way. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're leading by example of the Father, how He wants you to be. So when others see you, they see you. You know what I'm saying? You're not being out of control. You must always stay in control, because Satan can be tricky. You know what I'm saying? He can deceive you. He can make you think. You know what I'm saying? This is good, and then it just be bad, man. So it's all about being focused, man, and just like paying attention. You know what I'm saying? It costs to pay attention. So if it costs to pay attention, I would think that you wouldn't want to have to pay a fee for not paying attention. I would think that you would want to focus and just understand. You know what I'm saying? And once you understand, man, it's just like you just basically allowing God to control the whole situation, because you understand. It's nothing that you have to take for yourself and try to put in a way, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know what I'm saying, you have to, like, you just have to do something. It's not like that. It's put in a way to where it's like, you just have to chill and watch, pay attention. And then once you get it, you got it. And once you get it and got it, understanding your mind, then you take action in that. To become that, become what He telling you to become. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is strategic. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the little things slide past your eyes. You know what I'm saying? When you're reading, don't let those small things that just go past your eyes. You gotta just pay attention, man. Pay attention. It's all about paying attention, because He wanna know how much you really care. You know what I'm saying? How much you really care. You're just gonna rush through. Are you gonna take your time? Because this ain't no race. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no race. This ain't no sprint. This ain't who can do it the fastest. You know what I'm saying? It's all about who can endure until the end. Who can do it the longest. You know what I'm saying? And stay on that righteous path until the end. That's what it's about. Many people have came. Many people have fell off. Many people have came, fell off, came back. Fell off again, came back. You know what I'm saying? Many people stayed on. You know what I'm saying? So it's just all different types. You know what I'm saying? Of people. But who you gonna be? You know what I'm saying? Who you gonna be? That's all that matters. It don't matter if Quan fell off 30 times. You know what I'm saying? I'm here today, and that's all that matters. So what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna fall off 30 times? Or are you gonna just stay strong the whole time? However it's gonna be for your life, that's what it's gonna be for your life. As long as you stay on the path, you know what I'm saying, and get that understanding through your mind, through the right people, you know what I'm saying, then you good. So, man, it's all about that obedience. It's all about allowing, asking our Father to be, you know what I'm saying, with you, so you can be in His presence at all time. And, you know what I'm saying, anytime you feel like you're finna fall off or fall short or do something wrong, or you feel like you're doing something wrong, you need to always be in the word, so you can never be misled or going the wrong path, man. You know what I'm saying? The word is the key. The word is the Father. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking through us through His word. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? The only way you can get played, or the only way you can fall off, or the only way you can be disobedient, if you're not in the Word. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know everything. I don't know everything. We all don't know everything. But as long as we're in the Word, we're learning and learning and learning and growing and growing and growing as we learn. You know what I'm saying? And becoming more like our Father, more in the image of our Father, so that we can become the best of who he want us to be and perfection of who he want us to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if the word is everything, man. People get a little knowledge and then they run away from the word and they think they got it and then they, you know what I'm saying? Then they doing what they want to do out there, not knowing that what they doing is falling short every time. You know what I'm saying? You want to always stand in the word. You can't forget where you come from. You know what I'm saying? You can't forget what God is trying to give to you, because once you put God behind you and you put yourself before God, you're going to fall off. Anything else that you put before God, you're going to fall off. You know what I'm saying? So you got to respect the Father and understand that, man, I got to put God first. You know what I'm saying? I got to start my day off praying to God and praising God and thanking God. You know what I'm saying? I got to end my night thanking God, praising God. You know what I'm saying? I got to go through my day thanking God and praising God, honoring God, giving the word of God to others, giving the word to God, giving the word to God, you know what I'm saying, to my family members, whoever around, whoever needed, you know what I'm saying, whoever God lead me to speak to, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I need to be doing that. So that way, you can always be aligned with the Father and not aligned on your own accord, doing your own thing, doing what you want to do, when you want to do, how you want to do. Because that's the thing about people, they want to be free, they want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, accept what they want to accept, approve what they want to approve, you know what I'm saying? They want to do all these things because Satan done put them in bondage, you know what I'm saying? And now that they feel like they got a little knowledge, they feel like they out of bondage and they can do what they want to do out in this world, not knowing, you know what I'm saying, that we have a king. Not knowing that we have strict strategic laws, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna take away, you know what I'm saying, a lot of sin and a lot of negativity out your life. You know what I'm saying? So people don't know, man. But I just want y'all to understand, like, this is how it goes and this is what it is. And it's like, if you're gonna come to the Father, take it serious and don't play with it, because once you come in, man, those spirits gonna attack. You know what I'm saying? And the only way you can get out, the only way you can be free from those spiritual principalities and high places that you didn't know about is through the Father. So it's like, what choice do you have? Because if you don't stay with the Father, you know what I'm saying? They're going to grip tight hold of you. They're going, more and more going to come and it's going to get worse. Just because, you know, just because you tried to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you tried to get rid of us, all right, we're going to come even harder, not? All right, if you're trying to get rid of us, we're going to come harder. So it's nothing you can fight because it's nothing you can see. You know what I'm saying? You may have dreams and all that, but other than that, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? So you need our Father. You need Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. You need Mother Rock, HaKadosh, Holy Spirit. You need the angels. You know what I'm saying? You need all of them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more powerful than what you can even think about what's against you and what have been against you since you came out the womb. You know what I'm saying? Because most of us came out the womb and you know, our parents was cursed, our family was cursed. You know what I'm saying? You don't know you had generational curses. You don't know you had all these things going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, since you didn't know about these things already attached in your bloodline. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're going up against old wicked spirits that you don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? That been out since before your grandma and your great grandma. You know what I'm saying? In the family generation of bloodline. So it's bigger than what you think, man. And it's like, you wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knows until they know. And then it's like, once you know what you do, you can't fight it. So you need God. You know what I'm saying? So always put God in front of you. You know what I'm saying? And allow God and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua, be covered in blood and Yeshua, to be protected and allow God to handle what he know. Let God do his thing. That's like you being a real estate person, you know what I'm saying? And somebody that sell cars is trying to come over there. You know, somebody that's, let's say you're a real estate person, you do real estate. And somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's been in college all their life, trying to come tell you, you know what I'm saying, how to do real estate. You're trying to do your job. You know what I'm saying? How? You don't got no experience in it. You know what I'm saying? But you got the experience in it. You've been doing real estate forever, but you got a college student trying to come tell you how to do real estate. You know what I'm saying? When they ain't never even did it before. They ain't even had the experience before. They just know something. They just know about it. Heard about it. Studied about it. Know about it. But they never had the experience. You've been out in the field. You've been doing the labor. You've been doing the work. They haven't. You know what I'm saying? So, we know about these spirits. You know what I'm saying? We heard about these spirits. We're aware of these spirits. But guess what? We have no experience with fighting these spirits. So, what we going to do? You know what I'm saying? We got to give it to the one that got the experience. We got to give it to the one that got the authority, that got the rulership. That's the king. That's going to take it down. That's going to remove it. That's going to, you know what I'm saying, take it out of us. Because other than that, you know what I'm saying, it'll be hard on us to even try to think about doing that because we don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, like I say, it costs to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You pay attention, it won't cost you. You know what I'm saying? So just pay attention, man. Be obedient. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the Father. Don't allow no one to take you off the path of the Father, because people will come and they will try to take you off and make you feel, you know what I'm saying, like you ain't doing the right thing. Make you feel like, you know, you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't serving the right God. You ain't, it's just so much that they bring, you know what I'm saying? But as long as you know, then you're good. As soon as you allow somebody to take you off because of what they say, you know what I'm saying, or how they feel about it, then boom. You know what I'm saying? Satan got you. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. You always go to God first and put God first over all things, anything. Family members, wife, spouse, children, everything. Dog, house, whatever you got, cars, material things, whatever you got going on, you always put God first over everything so that God can do what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And he can anoint you and bless you at all times, forever. You know what I'm saying? I thank y'all, man, for listening, man. Always listening and just, you know what I'm saying, paying attention, man. I'm trying to make this Discord happen, so if y'all want to join, y'all can join. If not, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I be solo, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Once God take you away from people, man, and you solo, it really don't matter if people are around or not. You know what I'm saying? But I would love for people to join and just, you know what I'm saying, tap in and just get some knowledge and get some, you know what I'm saying, just become one, you know what I'm saying, the law of the Father, and stand in his laws and his commandments, and, you know, whatever we all got to bring to the table, we can bring to the table and help each other, be a blessing to each other, and whatever knowledge and wisdom we got in the kingdom and outside the kingdom, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, to help people make money, to help people understand more about the world, whatever we got going on, as long as it's a blessing, man, and not a curse, it's welcome, you know what I'm saying. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a blessed, wonderful day. Peace and shalom. God bless y'all.